And the former Radio 1 DJ Chris Moyle says he's learned a valuable lesson after a court found that he had tried to avoid paying up to £1 million in tax. A tribunal heard he claimed to be a second-hand car dealer to try to save money. Revenue and Customs is writing to 450 other celebrities and wealthy individuals who took part in the same tax avoidance scheme to demand they pay the tax they owe. Are these schemes acceptable in any shape or form? Should multinational companies be paying more tax? You've heard the likes of Google, Facebook, Amazon in recent years all being criticised for the level of corporation tax they pay. The commentators Kate Smithwaite and Charlie Wolfe with us this morning. Morning to you, Kate.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And Charlie Wolfe. Morning to you, Charlie.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Declaration here. I'm friends with Chris Moyles. I admire him. I think he's a good guy. And Kate, he took advice and he took professional advice. And in the years he signed up to this, very few people were querying it.
Well, yeah, there's two things. First of all, there are a lot of ways in which you can avoid tax. There are lots of, you know, you can leave your money overseas and this, that, and the other, which aren't actually illegal. And actually, it's sort of very churlish of the government to be saying, oh, my goodness me, you shouldn't be doing that. That's immoral. Well, actually, they should just close those loopholes down, shouldn't they? There shouldn't be a legal way of doing it. But it does, looking at the details of this, it does look like actually he's gone a bit further than that, like that he wasn't a car salesman, he was a DJ, and so that's not avoidance, is it? That's whatever the other one is, evasion. Or
no,
whatever.
It's not evasion, because evasion is illegal, and there's been no determination whatsoever that he's done anything illegal. The taxman has simply said it is not acceptable. It is not illegal, Kate. There is a distinction.
But he's not being prosecuted, in other words. Not acceptable to say he's a salesman when he's not a salesman. That's misrepresenting what's going on, isn't it? That's not the honest truth of what's happening, is he hasn't been.
Do you make any moral judgment, Kate, on those people who try to pay as little tax as legally possible?
Well, no, exactly. I don't think that there's any point in doing so, because if we say, oh, it's awful, or you're a really bad person if you do that, all we're saying is that what will happen in the end is that those people who are morally upstanding, you know, good eggs or whatever, will pay their tax. And those people who are a bit dodgy and a bit sneaky, they won't. And then we create a sort of two-tier system. Do we want a system in which good, well-meaning people pay more tax than sneaky, dodgy people? No, we don't. We want a system in which everybody pays tax, everybody contributes. No good saying. You know, and I feel like celebrities are particularly susceptible to this public pressure, you know. What if the public think you're awful, you know, because Chris Moyles is in a sense susceptible. If people had a really bad vibe about him, they'd stop listening to his show, and that would impact his career. Whereas if you're somebody who runs a packaging business, people don't even know that they're your customers, you know, that you're so detached from that. So you'd create this weird system where one group of people could pay less tax than another group of people.
Charlie?
That's not the right way to do it. What we need to do is create a system where everybody pays tax. That means, you know, close down the tax havens.
Charlie?
I want to pay as little tax as possible. I think one of the things that the Moyles case shows is the tax laws are very complicated and very confusing, and there are many, for instance, in the States, and to a lesser extent some here, that argue for a flat tax, where you have maybe two or three, half a dozen different kind of exemptions, but for the most part, you declare your income and you pay 10%, 15%. One of the other things this shows, though, is there's a thing known as the Laffer curve, which I know, Stephen, I've mentioned on your Five Live show many a times, and Kay may be familiar with. One of the things Laffer found, and I saw this when I was living in...
the Laffer curve is completely...
Let me finish it.
Hold on, kid. You've got to give him a chance to finish.
No, you've got to give him a chance.
Yes.
Explain what the Laffer curve said. One of the things...
Go Google it. I tell people at home, go and Google it.
You've got to give him a chance to finish.
I haven't even explained what it... Kay, give me a second here. I haven't even explained what it is.
One of the piece of research, it doesn't make sense.
Is there any chance, Kate, of him finishing a sentence?
Okay, let me... One of the things that Laffer found out on the Laffer curve is there's a point where if taxes are too high, it becomes easier to get an accountant and spend the money and avoid tax. When taxes are lower, people don't mind paying, and that's the problem. I saw this when I was living in the Republic of Ireland under Haughey back in the 80s. Taxes were so high, it behooved people to go and do all sorts of offshore schemes. So, you know, in a sense, we're agreeing on paying, I mean, I hate to use the term a fair tax, but a low tax is a fair tax, and more people will pay that tax. And, you know, if Chris Moyles knows that his his tax liability is lowered, he doesn't have to go to these different kind of schemes.
There's something...
Well, Stephen, the simple fact of the matter is that Laffer was not a real economist. The Laffer curve was something that was drawn on the back of an envelope. It isn't something that was actually researched. The numbers, when you look into them...
I'm not interested in...
But the Laffer curve
I am not interested in having some economic debate about the Laffer curve this morning. It's not happening. Take out the Crawley. Jim in Belfast. Morning, Jim.
Morning, Stephen.
Go on, Jim.
I think the way to solve this problem of everybody paying the tax that should be paying is everyone employed should be paying PAYE. On that system, there's no way you can fiddle the tax man.
Well,
the problem with that, though, is there are different people. You know, Chris Moyles, like myself, and I don't know about Stephen, are freelance workers. So, for instance, I'm able, as a self-employed person, to write off, and I will write off everything and anything I can. You know, if I buy a pair of headphones or even when I go into work and I get a can of Coke, I can write that off, and I will gladly do so.
Well, you see, to me, no disrespect to your good self, but the ordinary working man on the street can't do that, and I don't see any difference between you being self-employed and not paying the proper taxes, if you like, than the man browsing the street and having to pay all his taxes. So I think it's about time the government employed very, very clever accountants to stop all this.
Well, the government's trying to do that, Jim, aren't they? They're certainly hitting those people harder now than ever before.
The government's not doing whatever they can. The government hasn't closed down the tax havens, and that would be the obvious first step. America doesn't have any tax havens that they support. It's only basically Britain and France and a couple of other places that have tax havens. If the government is really serious about getting everybody to pay their full, you know, tax and stopping tax evasion, step number one is a very simple one. It's
tax avoidance.
Tax havens.
The question, and let me bring this back, Jim, to the question I want to ask this morning. Is there anything wrong with a citizen trying to pay as little tax as they legally can?
There is something wrong because he or she takes advantage of the National Health Service, for a start, and the welfare state they can fall back on. So it is unfair. The man on the street can't do it, so I don't see why anybody else can do it.
Heidi McAlpine is with us this morning. Morning
right,
to you, Heidi.
Morning.
Good morning, Heidi. So Chris Moyles finds himself in a situation in which he approached an accountant gave him advice. He asked if it was legal. He was told yes, and now he's on the front page of the papers. Do you feel sorry for him?
I don't feel sorry for him in the least. I mean, Chris Moyles is not short of a bob or two, as we all know. And this is a man, let's not forget, who's a poster boy, or was a poster boy, for the sport relief Let's All Climb Mount Kilimanjaro with my showbiz celebrity cronies that have all got millions of pounds between them, so that you, the ordinary people who do pay your taxes, pick up your phone and donate money when you don't have as much money as we do. But look at us, we're real do-gooders. Meanwhile, he and his accountant are plotting to siphon away £1 million. That's not an inconsiderable amount of money whenever you consider that the tax that he would have been paying would have been going to the very people and places, many of which would be part-funded by these charities. So it's hypocrisy, stomach-churning hypocrisy from the celebrity, so-called celebrity elite that we have come to expect in this society, and they get away with it. Well, luckily, it doesn't seem like he has got away with it this time, and it's mud on his face.
I don't know what this term celebrity elite means. I mean, he's in the public eye, but there are other people that make all sorts of money. He earned his money. Why can't he decide how he wants to spend it?
Celebrity elite.
You know, if he wants to give it to charity, why does it have to filter through the government first?
Hold on, Heidi. Why is everybody shouting over each other this morning? He's doing my head in. Hold on, Heidi. Hold on. Charlie, finish your point.
The point is, if Chris Moyles wants to try and raise charity, that's his business, and I think that's a noble act. And if he wants to give his money to charity, that's his business. Why should the government feel it has a right to spend his money for him?
If there are loopholes there that need to be closed, then yes, that is the big issue. But also, there's a moral obligation for people. Chris Moyles does not need any more money than he's already got. Okay,
so but that's not for us to decide. If he's earned it and he's created wealth, you know, people forget there's not a zero sum game here, a pool of money. Chris Moyles has created wealth by doing what he's done. Stephen Owen creates wealth by showing, you know,
not inconsiderable amounts of money to just sit behind, no harm to you, Stephen Nolan, but to sit behind a microphone and talk and play records.
it's still the market. You know, these people are being paid.
But Charlie, is tax necessarily a bad thing? You think of what tax pays for. It pays for nurses and ambulances, teachers, roads, the police officer at your door when you're in danger. So therefore, maybe people shouldn't be trying to avoid it. They should feel good about paying it.
Well, I'm not against tax. I'm not against government. But I still would rather see a limited government. As Henry David Thoreau said in the book Civil Disobedience, the government that governs least governs best. And we just seem to have this insatiable desire to feed the government. I would rather, you know, as you do in business, hold back the income and watch the government be a bit more efficient in how it spends its money. And let us spend our own money. Why, you know, we've earned it. I'm talking about the man on the street. I'm talking about Chris Moyles. Why can't we spend our own money?
But it's back to what the other guy said who phoned in. Why is it that the super rich and the rich seem to get away with it whenever the ordinary person in the street, as the saying goes, has to pay down to the last penny of the tax that is due, or the tax man or tax person is on their back as though they're the big problem in society?
Well, I mean, a couple points. First off, the rich pay considerably more taxes than anybody else. But also, I think we can all avail. I mean, I don't consider myself super rich. I'm not super famous. I have an accountant. You know, I utilize the tax laws as best as I can, and I do what I, you know, I take whatever legal means I can to avoid tax.
Okay.
And, you know, that's the situation.
Here's John this morning. Morning, John.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, John.
I understand the government a few years ago now, your lady friend.
What?
Was in that administration. You know what, Wiener? Of course you know Abina.
Abina Curry?
Yeah.
Well, let's just talk about Abina. I don't know what Abina's personal finances are. What point do you want to make this morning?
Right.
Is it just... Vincent, come in here one moment.
In an administration that she was involved in a few years ago, they turned round and said that anyone selling more than 4 vehicles in a year had to register themselves as a second-hand car dealer.
And what's the point, John?
Well, the point is that it's basically the government's fault. You got Chris Evans, who has been doing it openly for years.
Chris Moyles, you mean. John, enough. Thank you. Malachy in Belfast. Good morning, Malachy.
How you doing, Stephen?
Go ahead, Malachy.
It interests me about the whole Chris Moyles thing. I don't have a problem whatsoever. Even yourself and anyone else who earns, you know, good dough trying to, let's say, avoid tax. Because at the end of the day, this government and everybody's going to ring in and hit me for this, squander the tax money that people pay anyway, giving it to things that really, you know what I mean, it's a joke, the benefit system too, that the money squandered to people who earn more money than me. But my point is, I can't understand, it's a double hit for somebody like me. I'm self-employed, right? I pay my taxes. The tax man comes on to me and phones me up and says to me, I need so much money. It is a joke. The BBC, for starters, I have to pay a BBC licence fee. There's no getting away from that. So who, could you tell me who in the BBC decided to pay Chris Moyles £750,000 of my money that I'm paying the BBC for? He's not worth it. And then on top of that, Moyles, he decides to try and avoid tax. Don't have a problem with trying to avoid tax. But for me, who's a working guy paying tax, I'm double hit.
This is a guy that was at the top of his game, who pushed the ratings to the very top of Radio 1, who had a significant impact on the number of people listening to the station, who created an excitement and a buzz around that station like no other, and the radio figures plummeted after he left.
Yeah, but he's worth it because the BBC was going to pay it.
A public broadcast. It doesn't matter about the ratings and the people he pushed in. There's no advertising to pay for this organisation. The BBC pay phenomenal amounts of money.
Anyway, we're getting off the subject, aren't we? Yeah. Tax. Just before you go on, Charlie, Vincent.
Yeah, don't tell me that. You're not my mother or my father, so you can't.
Is it just me?
What?
Stephen's
in slightly bad form this morning.
Am I aggressive this morning? Because I haven't eaten in 5 days.
He's been eating, drinking juice for 5 days.
I haven't chewed a morsel.
Don't lie to me.
I have not. All I have had is juice. I can feel myself
Stephen's
about to
bad
punch
form,
myself.
And what he does when he's in bad form, he tries to pretend that he's in good form. So he sits here gritting his teeth when really his face is purple
am
and
I
he's
in,
raging.
Has anybody noticed? Am I in bad
form? You are in bad form and you were trying to pretend that you're in good form, which just makes you even worse.
Should have heard him last night, Vin.
Was he in bad form last night?
He was in real bad form.
Oh, really? Even as Steve on Five Live?
Yeah. Oh, him and the Bishop. The Bishop was palpitating.
Oh, dear.
John's in Belfast. Morning, John. Thank you, Vincent. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Yeah. Stephen, what Chris Moyles is doing is probably I would do the same thing if I could afford to have a big fancy account that you just do what the relatives would do.
You mean you wouldn't pay as much tax as humanly possible?
Right. I mean, the old saying, only working class and fool pay tax, don't they? Not the old saying. So, yes, I wouldn't pay any tax at all if I could get away with it.
You see, Heidi, does he represent, does John in Belfast here represent what most people think?
Oh, I think absolutely. If we could, as he says, afford to employ an accountant who knows all the loopholes. And by the way, why do some accountants know all the loopholes and some don't? Surely they're all trained in the same way. They've all got the same basic certificates framed on their office walls. I don't understand. But the thing about it with Chris Moyles is he is a public figure. He enjoys all the trappings that go with that fame. And whenever something goes wrong like this, he needs to stand up and be accountable for it. And he has to take it on the chin and he has to pay the money back, because you can't live a life with one rule and then suddenly change it when it doesn't suit you or does suit you. He's a figurehead. And again, back to the whole charity thing, I mean, this is the whole thing that really makes me ill, whenever people like Cheryl Cole and Gary Barlow and whoever else is climbing that mountain or doing their swims or whatever. And I know a lot of people are not going to agree with me, but it just makes me sick to the core when these people tell us to get our money out and to dig deep every time some telethon comes along.
Come on.
And they're sitting there with loads of money and plugging their latest album or...
But they're making money for charities. They're raising money for charities. Anyway, it's a different subject, but they are making money for charities when they're doing that, aren't they?
Yeah, I think, Stephen, there's a couple of things.
They're helping themselves, helping their profile. That's what they're doing.
There's a couple things, though, to get back to the main argument, need to be realized. Low taxes mean jobs and industry. For instance, I was just watching an interview with George Clooney, very liberal guy, very sort of a tax-paying guy, talking about his latest film, The Monuments Men. And he was talking about how all the scenes were filmed, even the French scenes were filmed in Germany. Why? And this is a direct quote. For tax reasons. There are things, movies that couldn't get made, dispensations. For instance, The Tonight Show in America has gone back to New York City. They got a $30 million tax break. So low taxes create industry, create jobs. And I think another thing to point out, again, when people go on about Starbucks and Amazon, et cetera, companies don't pay taxes. People pay taxes. Companies have a bottom line to meet. So if their tax bill goes up, the prices go up.
Okay, Patrick's in Derry. Morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, they're not a level playing field between the ordinary person on PAYE when the government stick their hand in their pocket and take a lot of their wages out in tax. And I'll tell you why. Somebody sets them up as a one-man company. There's no level playing field between them and the ordinary people on the street. And I'll give you a good example of that. I went down to pay a bill of £45 a week ago. Guess how much tax was paid on that? £9. Now, I'm a pensioner on £7,000 a year. I'm not like Charlie Wolfe. I'm not a one-man company. I can't go and claim that £9 back. That's the VAT. I can't claim that VAT back. But, of course, all the people earning the big, big money, well, they can claim everything back because they know how to do it and they have accountants and they'll do for it. And that fella was on a couple of speakers back. He was dead right. The people in PAYE can't avoid or evade or do nothing.
Just for the record, I'm
stuck in their pocket and takes it out of their wage packet.
Just for the record, I'm not VAT registered, so I don't write my VAT back. And it's a major pain in the backside from what I've heard from those who have to do it. But, you know, the principle is I have a situation that's different from yours as a freelance worker.
Okay.
I'm not promised an income. I have to get my own supplies, so it's only fair that I should be able to write those things off. I have a very conservative accountant. He keeps me well-bound.
Okay.
But I use every available means I can do.
Charlie, thank you very much indeed. Heidi, thank you.